Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And the staff at Ohio State thought that Dwayne Haskins was better than Joe Burrow. So at some point, somebody who knows what the hell they're doing showed some confidence and saw the skills of Dwayne Haskins and at Ohio State and said, this is our guy. Now, granted, Joe Burrow went and got in Joe Brady's offense and looked 10 times the quarterback that he was the previous year in a different offense. And I'm not saying Dwayne is going to be Joe, and I'm not saying Joe's going to come to the pros and do what he did at LSU, because I think you're a fool if you think that guy's coming into that Bengals situation as it stands right now and is going to play that way, because he doesn't have the Justin Jeffersons, the Jamar Chases, the Clyde Edwards-Hilaires, the Thaddeus Mosses of the world on that roster right now. Those guys don't exist over there. You've got a broken down A.J. Green. You've got a running back situation that's okay, but nothing, you know, that you would call otherworldly. So if you think Joe Burrow is going to come in there and look like that, he's going to get the same criticisms that we were harping on Dwayne Haskins over six games in the NFL this year. I think Dwayne Haskins deserves to have more of a sample size before, you know, we convict him of not being an NFL quarterback. Yes, is there a moment? I know this week, the topic this week was, oh, he tweeted the picture that he took with the fans in the stands. We're in the middle of a pandemic. We're not doing anything. What is that hurt?
Let me jump
in on that, Earl, because
who brought that up on Twitter?
Yeah, and that was me. I wrote a column about it. I got to be honest with you. It kind of irked me, and I think it irked.
Why?
I
mean, what does it hurt in the middle of a pandemic?
Let me explain.
Go ahead.
And it irked more than just me. I'll leave it at that. Okay. Here's my deal. Everybody knows that was you don't do that in football, right? Everybody, he admitted days after that, look, I learned a lesson. I'll never do it again. Whatever exactly his quote was. Bill Callahan, you know, and I know he was just the interim head coach. He was very clear about how disappointed he was. It became a national spectacle. It was a dumb thing to do. Okay, it was a dumb, immature thing to do. And for him to go do that 6-5 months later, to repost it and to caption it however he captioned it, no crime was committed. He did nothing awful. Let's start with that. But to me, it shows a lack of maturity. And this is a major, major, major criticism and concern that people around the NFL have. And I think it's a major criticism or concern that even Urban Meyer had. I think it's a concern, criticism that Jay Gruden and Kyle Smith had last year. And who is the general manager right now, essentially, the de facto general manager? I think there are people, whether they're right or wrong, that see a lot of phoniness in Dwayne Haskins. Again, they don't have to be right, but the same people were screamed at when they said the same thing essentially about Robert Griffin III, and that pretty much got exposed and served up on a silver platter.
Right, but why did Urban Meyer play him and basically say, well, Joe, it's okay for you to leave? Because, if they had any concerns about Haskins.
Because at 19 or 20, Pete, you can play a kid and expect that he's going to be a little bit immature if he's got enormous raw talent like Dwayne
Haskins. The guy threw 50 freaking touchdowns.
Right, exactly. But that doesn't have anything to do with maturity. I mean, Dwayne Haskins, to me, was the best quarterback in the draft last year, even ahead of Kyler Murray. I thought he was the best quarterback in the draft last year, and maybe I'll be right, maybe I'll be wrong, I don't know. Maybe I dismissed Kyler Murray. I know everyone else loved Kyler Murray. But to me, one of the things that I did not know enough about when it came to evaluating Dwayne Haskins was what now I know and what I've seen cases and examples of, and what others around the NFL and in that building have said on and off the record, and that is he's got a lot of maturity issues, he needs to grow up, and they don't fully trust him, period. And they're not sure how hard he works. And so these are all the criticisms and all the things that we have to keep in mind. Nobody is questioning how talented Dwayne Haskins is. As a matter of fact, the only thing I can question, quite honestly, he might hold on to the ball too. I think he does. He holds on to the ball too long, but that's okay. That's a young kid trying to learn the offense, trying to learn how to play at NFL speed. That's going to get better. But that's the only question that I have from a football, pure football standpoint. All the other intangible stuff, I got to be honest with you, I and many others have questions about.
Sure. Chris, there's no question about that. If you go back and look at that, like you said, he even admitted that, you know, he shouldn't have done that. But if we see that again, then yes, that's a problem. Doing it once like that, that's a brief issue. If he keeps doing it, then yes, by all means, we have a bigger issue than right. just his ability to be
well,
able to find open receivers and make reads and things of that nature.
They'll figure that out quickly this year, is how I would put it.
Or will they? We don't even know how much time they're going to have to figure this out, to be honest with you, Chris.
Yeah, but I mean, at some point, and, you know, Earl, I don't know, weigh in on this. I mean, at some point when we get back to somewhat normal, see, this is what I didn't understand. I love J.P. Finley. I didn't understand why he so authoritatively came out and said he walked away from Ron Rivera saying Dwayne Haskins is definitely the starter. Ron didn't say that. Ron didn't even indicate that to me. He indicated that more to Jenny Vrentas of the MMQB than he did in our conference call together on Tuesday. There's no doubt, in my opinion, that Dwayne Haskins, on paper, for whatever paper is worth, goes in as the number one quarterback whenever we convene in Richmond. However, whether it's 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, or 6 weeks before the season, whenever the date is, I don't think this battle, I don't think this competition, I don't think this position is settled in any way, shape, or form. They are going to have to see this kid burn rubber, and they are going to have to see this kid really work his ass off. And, you know, again, I'll just keep saying they have their doubts. It's not to say that they've made a decision one way or the other. I truly don't believe they have. They have their doubts and they have their reservations, period.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.